是基本上分成两个部分。
Who can tell me what the two parts are?
谁能告诉我圣经是哪两个部分？
Old Testament and New Testament.
Very good, very good.
旧约和新约。
Okay, Old Testament and New Testament. Okay, very good. Now, the Old Testament, is basically a history of the nation of
Israel.
Yeah.
所以旧约一般基本上就是一个以色列人的历史。
Is it? Okay. I'm always surprised. I say a big long thing and a short thing. Okay. Now we know that from the nation of Israel, the Lord Jesus came.
我们知道从以色列国耶稣开始出，从以色列国出来。
He was predicted in the Old Testament to come.
然后他是在旧约里面一直被预言是要来的那一位。
When we began the New Testament, we began the record of the Lord Jesus being here with us.
所以我们在新约里面呢，我们就看见了耶稣基督真实的跟我们在一起的记录。
The first four books of the New Testament are called the Gospels.
前面四卷 新约的书呢，被叫做福音书。
And they go something like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and
John.
所以它是马太、马可、路加和约翰福音四个福音书。
Each one of the writers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, tell us how the Lord Jesus came and for what reason he came.
所以四卷福音书都在告诉我们，耶稣基督如何来，然后他为什么要来。
Each writer looks at the Lord Jesus in a little different way.
所以每一个作者呢，他是看着耶稣基督是一个不同的角度。
So Matthew may look at the Lord Jesus like this, and Mark like this, and Luke like this, and John like this, but they all focus on him.
所以马太可能从这个方向，马可从这个方向，路加从这个方向，约翰从这个方向，但是呢，他都是集中看在看耶稣基督。
So, the central theme of the Bible is Jesus Christ.
所以，整个圣经的一个主题就是耶稣基督。
Okay. The Old Testament says he's coming, the New Testament says he is here.
所以旧约告诉我们他要来，新约告诉我们他来了。
Now, who can tell me why the Lord Jesus came?
谁能告诉我为什么耶稣基督要来？
Save us from our sins.
Okay, save us from our sins. All right.
救我们从我们的罪中救出来。
And how did he do that? Did he have an army and a big club and he beat down all the enemies? How did he save us?
他如何救的？他是不是有个巨大的军队？然后他把这个罪给打碎了。然后他如何来救的？
On the cross, sacrifice himself on the cross.
All right, he came.As a sacrifice for us on the cross.
所以他自己来是一个自己就是那个祭物死为我们死在十字架上。
Why do we need to be saved from our sins? Why?
为什么我们需要被从罪中救出来？为什么？
Because the wage of sin is death.
Okay. Sin has a great penalty.
罪有特别大的这个惩罚。
And the Bible says that sin separates us from God.
圣经告诉我们呢，罪把我们从与神的相聚当中隔离开来。
And sin is anything that is against God and God's law.
所以罪就是所有的事情，那个反对神的以及神的律法的那些事就都是罪了。
Is adultery?Sin?
奸淫是罪吗？
Yeah.
是的。
Is lying sin?
撒谎是罪吗？
Yes.
是的。
Anything that is against God's character or against God's law, the Bible calls sin.
任何事和 神的本性和神的律法相冲突的相反对的都是罪。
And the consequences of sin is separation from God.
然后罪的后果就是与神分离了。
So, the question is, how do we get back with God?
然后问题就是我怎么样才回来再和神待在一起。
And the answer is, Jesus Christ paid the penalty of our sin, took our sin away so we could be reconciled, if I use that word, to God.
啊，所以答案就是耶稣替我们付上了罪的赎价，我们能够回来与神和好，与神在一起。
It's okay. You can feel free to deal with that.
没事，你接，没关系。
So, when the Lord Jesus died on the cross and he died for all of sin, does that mean that everybody now is reconciled to God?
所以当耶稣基督来，他为我们死在十架上，为一切的罪付上代价，是不是每一个人现在都能到神那里去了呢？
No,
that's right. So,
对的。
Okay, so only those who believe that Jesus took their place individually, personally, to those, they are reconciled to God.
啊，所以只有那些他自己的一个人的，他信靠耶稣基督的那一些人，他才能得着这个救赎。
The Bible puts it like this, that as many as receive the Lord Jesus, to them he gave the right to become the children of God.
所以圣经说呢，只有那一些接受耶稣基督的人，他就得着神儿子的名分。
To receive the Lord Jesus is to accept what he did on the cross.
接受耶稣基督就是接受他在十字架上所做的救赎之功。
On the cross, he took our place.
在十字架上他替代了我们的位置。
And the Bible says Christ died for our sins.
然后耶稣圣经说呢，基督为我们的罪死了。
And that he was buried.
然后他埋葬了。
And that on the third day, he rose again from the dead.
然后第三天他从死里复活了。
Yeah. Now, it is not unusual for people to die.
然后这个并不是很常见的是人们会死啊，这都是最大的事情。
Out of 100 people, how many people will die?
然后100个人里面有多少人会死呢？
100. Sooner or later.
早早晚晚的，反正总是。
Not all at the same time. Okay.
只是不是一样的时间，但是概率是一样的，每个人都要死。
So it's not unusual for people to die, even for people to die for somebody else.
所以即使呢，他这个人死是为了别人死的，这个死也是要。
Sometimes a person in extreme circumstances will put their own life in danger for someone else.
所以在一些极端的情况下，有些人他会把自己的生命放在危险里，但是为了救别人。
And the Bible says, greater love has no one than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend.
所以圣经说呢，当一个人愿意替朋友死，爱没有比这更大的了。
But Jesus laid down his life for his enemies.
但是耶稣为他的敌人
，That is us，
yeah， 就是我们，他付上
了他的生命。We are the sinners, we are separated, and so Jesus laid down his life for us. But that's not the end of the story.
但所以我们是他的敌人，因为我们是犯罪，是对他犯的罪，所以他是为我们这些敌人们付上的生命。但这不是故事的结束。
So Jesus took your place on the cross, and he died, and he was buried. But there's something else.
他站在你的位分上死了，他埋了，但是还有比这更多的事。
And this is the most unbelievable part of the story.
然后这是最最难以置信的部分，在这个故事当中。
On the third day, the Bible says the Lord Jesus came back from the dead, resurrection.
第三天，圣经说呢，耶稣从死里复活了。
If it were not for the resurrection, we would have no good news. Today.
如果没有复活，我们今天就没有好消息了。
And so, the good news is that Jesus died for you, he was buried, and he rose again from the dead.
好消息就是耶稣替你死了，他埋了，然后他从死里复活了。
And every person who receives that message, who accepts what Jesus has done for them, the Bible says they are born again.
所以任何人他接受这个信息，认可耶稣基督是替他死在十字架并复活了，圣经说呢，他就重生了。这些人
，Those are the real Christians.
这些就是真正的基督徒。
These people are not Catholics or Protestants or Hindus or Muslims or whatever. They are born again believers in the family of God.
他不管是什么天主教、东正教、印度教，他不是一个宗教，他就是一个重生得救的基督徒。
So it really has nothing to do with religion or with denominations or churches, but a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
所以这个不是任何的宗教，不是任何的宗派，不是任何的有形的这个组织，它就是个人和神之间的关系。
So, that's my introductory remarks today. I know that many of you have already accepted God's gift of salvation, and for those of you who have not, please feel free in the break or any time to ask me or my wife or any of us here questions.
今天这是我们一个简短的介绍。我们知道很多的在座的已经接受了耶稣基督，成为他的救主。就算没有呢，在这个过程当中，大家有任何的问题都可以随时打断我们。我们非常欢迎来回答大家问题。
Now.For our study, as the Lord gives us opportunity, this group, maybe even some other group, we're going to go to the first part of the Bible. And what is the first part of the Bible?
我们这次的学习，我们会如果主愿意，我们会继续几个星期。但这个过程呢，我们会主要是看第一个圣经的第一个部分。第一部分是什么
？Old Testament. Very good.
旧约。
Now, the Old Testament is quite.Big in your Bible, there are lots of books in the Old Testament.
对，旧约有比较多的东西，有很多的，对，很多的书卷在旧约里。
And if you can find one of the books in the Old Testament called Chronicles, we're going to not First Chronicles, but Second Chronicles.
好，我们大家可以看那个历代志的下，旧约的历代志的下。如果是这本蓝皮的圣经呢，就是720页左右。
And we're going to chapter 20.
20章，那就是737页。
Second Chronicles chapter 20.
历代志下20章737页。这本蓝本的圣经。
It's on page 552 in my Bible. Nobody has a Bible like mine, I know.
Yeah. 历代志下20章。
Okay. Now at this point, something different is going to happen.
然后在这个点上呢，有一些事情会发生吗？
不知道。
Lang and I are going to sit down.
我们要坐下。
We're getting tired. Okay. Now. Just a little bit of history, just a little bit.
讲一点点关于历史的事情。
This great nation of Israel, has already been formed as a nation when we read.
所以，以色列，整个国家呢已经成为一个国度了。当我们读到这段历史的时候，他们已经是一个国家了。在当时
Does anybody know who was the father of the nation of Israel?Israel.
谁知道这个谁是以色列国的父呢
？The first one.
第一个。
Abraham.
亚伯拉罕。
Right. More technically, Abram. His name would be changed to Abraham, but same person. Good answer.
就是亚伯兰，后来被改名叫亚伯拉罕那个。
Does anybody remember what book and what chapter that we read that he is the father?Of this great nation.
我们还记得是哪一卷书的哪一章是讲到他是以色列之父吗？以色列国之父。
Genesis is the book.
Yeah. Chapter
6, maybe.
Chapter 06 is the flood. Get away from the flood.
40.
Chapter 12.
Chapter 12.
But we won't turn there. But this is the history. So then Israel went along for many years without a king.
然后呢，在这之后呢，以色列人经历了很长一段时间是没有王的。
God had His own man, His own men, and His own prophets and His own judges, but they did not have a king.
所以，上帝安排了很多先知、很多士师，他的很多他的孩子过来带领以色列人，但是以色列国就是没有王那段时间。
One day, the nation of Israel said to their leader, their judge, their prophet.We want a king like all the other nations.
然后有一天呢，以色列人就跟他们的先知、跟他们的士师喊说：“我们也要跟其他国度一样，我们也要自己的国王。”
It would be like Canada saying, "We don't have a prime minister or a president, but all of the other countries have one, and we want a prime minister or a president or a king."
所以就像加拿大，他说：“我没有总统，我没有首相。”我要像其他国家一样，我也要个总统，要一个首相。
So, God spoke through His prophet and through His judge, and He said, "If you have a king, He will take all of your best men and your best women and make them to serve Him."
然后呢，上帝就借着他的先知和士师告诉以色列人说，你们要是有个王呢，他就会把你们家最好的劳力、最好的妇女就带走了，来去服侍他。
You see, up to this time, God was their king. Now He wasn't on earth; they couldn't see Him, but He was their king.
但实际上，在当时他们有国王，就是神，只是他们眼睛看不见，他没有在地上，但是上帝一直是以色列的王。
But they insisted to have a man from among them to be their king.
但是他们坚持要有一个从他们里面出来的人成为那个王。
So, one day they chose a king.
有一天他们选择了一个王。
And he was a big man, a tall man,seemed to be a very powerful man.
然后他是一个非常个子高大，非常看起来非常强大的一个人。
Now, the scriptures say God gave them their request.
然后圣经说呢，上帝给了他们这样的请求。
You wanted a king. I don't think it's that good, but here's a king.
所以就响应了他们这样的请求，就是。你们想要王，一定要王，那我们就给你一个王。
So the Bible says he gave them their request, but he sent leanness to their souls. Leanness, not strong. Somebody help me. Not God's.Not God's strength, not God's best, but He gave them what they wanted.
Sparingly, like maybe.
Yes.
Sparingly?
Sparingly, as a word. Okay. It wasn't God's best, but he did it anyhow, knowing that they needed to learn a big lesson.
Yeah. 就是呢，是。
Yeah.
对，就是他事实上呢，上帝告诉他们这不是最好的选择，但是呢，因着以色列人一直的请求，那上帝就给了他们，但是这个上帝告诉他们不是最好的。
Now the first three kings that Israel have are the ones that are most remembered in the Bible. The first three. Does anybody know the first three?
所以前面三个王是常常被记住的以色列的三个王。
David and Solomon.
Wow, you guys.
大卫和所罗门
Okay, King Saul and then David and then Solomon. Does anybody know how long each king reigned or was in the office of king?
你们知道每一个王大概统治了多长时间吗
？All three were there for the same amount of time.
40.
40 years, each one reigned.
所以他们每一个人，每一个人都是统治了刚刚好40年。
And so, ever since God gave them their request, kings started coming.
然后呢，之后呢，上帝应着他们的请求，就开始每一个就王就开始一代一代下来了。
Some of these kings were very, very good kings, and some of them were very, very bad.
有些非常非常的好，但有些也非常非常的糟糕。
And ultimately, the nation of Israel would understand that God is the best king.
但最终呢，以色列民会明白，神是那最好的王。
But for centuries, the kings of Israel came one after the other. Some very short time, others long time, but they all came. Many, many kings.
但所以呢，几个世纪里面呢，很多很多的王来了。有的很短统治的，有的时间很长，但是很多很多的王就一代一代一代来了。
So in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we're going to read about one of those kings who came after the Saul, David, and Solomon.
所以在20章，历代之下的20章，我们就看到当中有一个是在这个大卫和所罗门之后出来的一个王的故事了。20章。
By the time 2 Chronicles chapter 20 comes, the nation of Israel has been divided into two groups.
所以在这个时代的时候呢，其实以色列国已经分裂成两个南北两个国了。
Okay. Does anybody know what the two groups were called?
你们知道这两个国的名字各叫什么吗？
Judah.
Very good.
北国是叫以色列国，南国就叫犹大国。
The king that we're going to read about today is the king, one of the kings now in Judah.
所以我们今天我们要读的就是南国，也就是犹大国的一个王。
Now, he is the king over this area, and it is basically in the area of Jerusalem.
所以他是什么样的国度的王呢，就是基本上是围绕耶路撒冷的这一片区域，南国的这个统治地的王。
So this, pretty well ends our history lesson for today.
对，今天这个我们今天介绍历史的部分就讲到这里。
You have done very well in your answers, and I commend you for your Bible knowledge.
你们今天回答得很好。
These are basic facts, and you've done very well to remember them.
对，这是个很基础的一些事实。
Now, in our study, both today and in the following weeks, as the Lord gives help, we're going to study this chapter, chapter 20 of 2 Chronicles.
然后我们今天和之后的几个星期，我们是会认真查考这个20章所讲的一些内容。
Now, if you're taking notes, I'm going to give you a little bit of an outline. And we're going to entitle this study, Lessons Learned from a King.
所以如果大家是在记笔记呢，我给大家一个小标题，这一个系列的讲到的名字，我们就可以把这叫做呢，从王来的教训。
Our Bible study is going to take real life events in the life of this king, and we're going to try to apply the principles to our life today.
所以呢，我们要基本上要做的事情就是我们先看这个王他自己的真实的生活是怎么样的，然后呢，把这些话语呢应用到我们自己的生命当中来。
I know that we are not Israel, and I know that Jehoshaphat is not our king, but there is application that we can make to us, and I think I can speak freely, I think we're probably all Gentiles here today.
所以虽然我们不是犹太人，今天我们应该这里没有犹太人，我们都是外邦，虽然约沙法也不是这个王，也不是我们的王，但是呢，我们依然能够把这个故事呢应用到我们自己的身上。
The Bible breaks the whole population of the world, some close to 7 billion, I understand, today living, It takes the whole population of the world and divides it into three groups.
上帝呢把今天大概70亿人的 地球上的人口呢大概分成三个部分。
Does anybody know what those three groups are?
有谁知道这三个部分是什么
?From the scriptures.
从圣经而来的三个部分。
One group?
Israel.
Israel. The Jew, right.
就犹太人是一个部分。
Right.
And then Gentile.
Okay, very good. Anybody that is not an Israelite or born into a Jewish family, they are called Gentiles.
Gentile.
I wasn't born into a Jewish family. And so I would be a non-Jew, okay? So I would be in the group called Gentiles, not Jews.
所以不是犹太人的就不是在生在犹太人家庭的呢就管他叫外邦人因为不是生在那个犹太人家庭。
Mm-hmm. And so there's one other group.
还有另外一群人。
The Jew, the Gentile, and...
Non-believer.
Christian.
Christian.
Okay, Jew, Gentile, and true Christian.
True Christian.
Not just name.
还有一群就是真正的基督徒而不是名义上的基督徒。
See, in some countries, if you're not Muslim, you're Christian, no matter who you are.
在有的国家里你只要不是穆斯林你就是基督徒不管你是谁。
And so you could be anything, but if you're not that group, then they think you are Christian. Sometimes people say, I am a Christian because I am a Baptist.
有的时候会说呢我是个基督徒因为我受洗了。
Or I am a Christian because I am a Catholic.
我是基督徒因为我是天主教的。
Now we already know how you become a Christian.
我们已经刚才分享了我们怎么样才能成为一个基督徒。
Not by joining a Baptist church or not by joining a Catholic church.
不是说我去参加一个浸信会的教会或者参加一个天主教的教会。
So that you must be a real Christian because you have trusted the Lord Jesus to be your personal savior.
你成为真正基督徒必须你要把耶稣基督接进来成为你的救主。
And when you do that, the Bible says you belong to the church of God.
当你做了这件事情的时候，圣经就说你已经就是神的教会的一员了。
Okay. Now this is not the church of God as a denomination that may be here in town somewhere. This is every believer in the entire world who has trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior. They are in I'm going to call it the invisible church because there's no building anywhere.
它不是一个在你看见的地上有形的教会，这边很多可能各种不同的宗派，而是呢在地上所有的人，今天全地所有的人，他们信靠耶稣基督成为他们救主以后，所有这些人就会构成一个，我们说一个词叫无形的这么样一个教会。
Okay. So, we got three groups of people. We got the Jews, the Gentiles,And the children of God are called the church of God.
所以我们有三个部分，有犹太人，有外邦人和真正的基督徒，重生得救。
Can you be a Jew and be in the church of God?
你能成为既是犹太人又是神教会的一员吗？
Yes.
Yes.
你可以。
If you accept the Lord Jesus.
只要你信靠耶稣基督就可以。
Can you be a Gentile and be in the church of God?
然后你能成为外邦人又成为基督徒吗?
Very good. Yes, of course.
也可以,对。
But if you are not a believer in the church of God, then you are a Jew or a Gentile, and the Bible calls those people non-believers, or they are not saved in the family of God yet.
所以当你没有信靠耶稣基督，无论你是犹太人还是外邦人，他们就都不是成教会的一员。
Okay. So, our study is about Israel, but we're going to make application to us today.
所以我们今天要学习关于以色列人的一些历史呢，来应用到我们自己身上。
Okay. Now, let me read...And then Lang is going to read and translate. I'm going to read the first two verses for you, and then we'll pause for a minute. Verse number one. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and with them others beside the Ammonites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came one that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there comes a great multitude against you from beyond the sea on this side of Syria. And behold, they are in, and now we got all these hard words, Hazatondamar, which is En Gedi.
然后刚才读的是第一节和第二节因为I just explained the verse.
Yeah.
因为老先生用的是那个 King James, 是英王钦定版的，所以大家可能看见英文有一些些不同但这个不管，但我们的中文其实是和英王钦定版更接近，和这个现在我们用的英文版是不是那么接近的，所以我们读中文就好了，我们这个中文版本的翻译是全世界最好的几个译本之一哈。然后此后我帮大家读一节和二节，此后摩押人和亚门人又有米乌尼人一同来攻击约沙法，有人来报告约沙法说，从海外亚兰那边有大军来攻击你，如今他们在哈喜逊他玛，就是隐基底。
OK, thank you. Now the story begins of learning lessons from a king.
现在开始我们从这个王这里开始学一些教训了。
The first thing that we know in our story today is that Jehoshaphat faces a problem.
然后今天第一件我们看见的情况就是这个约沙法王碰到了一个大麻烦。
Now, can anybody determine at this point what the problem is?
然后有人能告诉我这个麻烦是什么吗？这个约沙法王碰到的麻烦。
Take your time, it's okay. Verse 1 and 2.
战争上，yeah. War.
War. Yeah. Big time war. There are three, I'm going to call them alien armies. There are three enemy armies. The messenger says, Jehoshaphat, you have a big problem. Three armies are just over the hill and they're coming this way.
三个外来的敌人啊，所以别人来说告诉约沙法你有大麻烦，有三个摩押亚门米乌尼有三个过来攻击他。
Now without doing the geography, let me just say this way, the battle is going to be fierce and they are outnumbered.
所以这个战斗会非常非常的惨烈，因为他们数量是不匹配的，敌人远多过他们。
In verse 2, they are called a great multitude or a great army, but it's made up actually of three armies.
所以第二节又说有除了那三个还又有一个大军来攻击你了。
Yes. At this point in the story, the third army is not recognized, but two armies are. Do you see the two armies that are given?
这里第三个还没有讲出来，但是有两个大军我们是现在能够识别的。
Anyone know what one of the armies that's going to attack Jehoshaphat? What is the name of that group of people or that country?
Moabites,
that's one.
一个是摩押人。
Ammonites.
亚门人。
Now, does anyone remember any history about Moabites or Ammonites?
有人记得摩押和亚门的历史吗？
They were descendants from Lot.
Oh, you guys are good.
对，你们都记得，是从罗德的后裔来的。
That was a long time ago, wasn't it?
是很长很长以前。
But these two nations have always been the enemy of the nation of Israel, in this case, Judah.
所以但这些人是长久以来一直是以色列国的敌人。
Okay. So, it would be like these are not strangers, but these who are the enemies of God's people, they're just over the hill, They're on their way, and there is a huge problem.
所以这些敌人呢，他就在山那边，然后就快过来攻击了，所以这是个很大的麻烦。
Now, before we read more of the story, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever faced a huge problem in your life?
所以我们继续往下之前呢，我想问大家一个问题：你的生命当中有没有碰到一个特别大的麻烦
？And what I want you to do is go like this.
我想你一定会这么说，对，会有的。
Because everybody.At one point in their life has faced a huge problem.
因为每一个人在一生当中总是会碰到一个大麻烦。
You see, whatever day of the week this was, I don't know, but when he got up that morning, he wasn't expecting to get this news.
所以我不知道这是哪一天哪一日，但是我相信那一早晨起来，他是一定不喜欢这个传信的人告诉他这个消息。
Yeah. You see, in verse 2, it doesn't tell us who the messenger was,It just says, and there came some that told him.
啊，所以第二节说有人来报告。
So, he's got the message, and he faces a tremendous problem.
所以他得到这个信息，他面对一个巨大的麻烦。
Okay. So, it's a good reason to be afraid. There's a big army. You're outnumbered. What would you do?
这是很有理由是感到很害怕，因为一个大军你根本打不过啊，该怎么办呢
？Okay, let's continue our story in verse 3.
然后我们一起往下第三节来读。
And Jehoshaphat feared and gave himself to seek the Lord and to announce a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah.Gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all of the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord.
然后第三节和第四节呢，说约沙法便惧怕，定意寻求耶和华，在犹大全地宣告禁食。于是犹大人聚会，求耶和华帮助，犹大各城都有人出来寻求耶和华。
Now, remember, we're learning lessons from a king. So we watch Jehoshaphat to see how he faces this problem.
所以记得我们是要学习这个从王者学习经验，所以我们要盯着约沙法看看他是怎么反应的。
First of all, he feared. He was afraid.
第一呢，他真的害怕了。
Well, that's good because he had a good reason to be fearful.
这是对的，因为他的确是有理由是去感到害怕的。
There are three armies coming, and they want to take over the kingdom, and he's outnumbered.
然后有三个大军过来，要夺取国度的统治权，所以他会害怕。
But I want you to know what was the very first thing he did when he faced the problem.
然后我想知道他第一件事，当他面对困难的时候，他第一件做的是什么
？He sought the Lord.
然后他寻求耶和华。
Now before we go any further, remember I said, did you ever face a big problem and everybody went like this? Okay. The first thing that we should do when we face a big problem is to seek.The Lord.
所以当我们继续往下之前，我们要记得我们刚才都讲过了，我每个人会不会有困难都有困难，然后在我们面对困难的时候，第一件事要记得去寻求耶和华。
Okay. Most of the time, unless we're careful, most of the time we will seek help from other people.
绝大部分时候呢，我们会从其他人呢去寻求帮助。
I'll call my best friend and I'll say, "Oh, I got a big problem. What should I do?"
我会打电话给我最好的朋友。我有个大麻烦，我能怎么办呢
？If it's a financial problem, I will call the bank. What should I do?
如果是个金融的麻烦，我会打电话给银行啊。那我该怎么办
？If it's a physical problem, immediately I go to the doctor.
如果是一个身体上的麻烦，我马上我就去找医生。
If it's a relationship problem, immediately I'll go to the marriage counsel.
如果是一个关系的麻烦，我马上就会去找那个婚姻辅导。
none of these things are necessarily wrong, but what is the first thing I should do?
这些事情并不是说一定错了，但是呢，我们要知道第一件事我们该做什么。
I should seek the one who has all of the answers to all of the problems.
我们要去找那一个真的对所有问题都有答案的那一位。
Now that doesn't mean that my best friend can't help me. Probably they can.
那这并不是意味着我的最好的朋友他不能帮助我，也许他能。
Or the financial institution or the doctor. Maybe they can.
或者银行或者医生他们也许会。
But I must believe that God is over all and it's His answer that I seek.
但我们要先一定要相信神是统掌管万有的，是他的答案，他的回答是我要去寻求的。
Now, not only does it say that he sought the Lord, but it also says that he announced or proclaimed a fast throughout all of Judah.
所以这里并不只是说他要寻求耶和华，他而且宣告了全地犹大的禁食。
Does anybody know what that means?
有谁知道这是什么意思吗？
To proclaim or to announce a fast.
宣告禁食什么意思？
Don't eat.
就是不吃东西。
You know, on Tuesday, I almost fasted.
你记得我星期二的时候我生病了，所以我几乎禁食了。
I ate very little.
我几乎没吃东西。
Because I had an upset stomach.
我肚子不太好。
I was sick.
所以我病的对。
But that is not called fasting.
但这个不是叫禁食。
In the Bible, when the people of God or when there is a very, very important decision that has to be made, sometimes the people of God decide to make this decision is more important than eating, so I'm not going to eat today.
所以在旧约在圣经里的很多时候，人们要有个特别重要的决定要做的时候，重要到一个程度，以至于人们觉得其他的事情包括吃饭都不重要，我要先去寻求这个决定。
Now, my wife and I have fasted on very, very rare occasions.
我太太和我呢，我们不是太经常进食。
It is not something that we do every week or every month or even every year.
并不是说我们固定的每周、每月甚至每年会做的事情。
But on one occasion, we knew that we needed to be alone with the Lord and not distracted by the normal routines of the day.
然后有一次呢，我们知道我们要单独跟神待在一起，不能再有其他的事情来搅扰我们的时候。
And we found that it was very helpful for us to focus only on the mind of the Lord and not on our own needs.
所以我们会发现我们定义看只看神而不是看我们自己需要的时候呢，这个会对我们有一些帮助，这样的方式。
Some people make fasting a routine.
有的人呢会把进食当做一个固定的习惯。
They often fast.
他经常进食。
Sometimes it is for physical health.
有的时候是为了身体的健康的考虑。
It's for the cleansing of the body.
会让这个身体变得洁净一些。
But this is not the case for Jehoshaphat or for Judah.
但这个不是我们讲的这个并不是在约沙法和犹大的这个例子里面的情形。
They have a huge problem and he realizes that he needs help, so he seeks the Lord and he says, nobody is going to eat. He announces a fast.
所以他那时候是需要巨大的这个帮助，所以他整个全国说没有人可以吃东西，要禁食。
So, now notice,as they fasted, there was a second part, not just not eating, but there was something else that was going to be involved with this fast.
所以我们注意到并不只是有禁食，除了这个还会有一些其他的事情发生。
Okay. See, there are three things going on in these two verses. He seeks the Lord, he proclaims a fast, and then in verse 4 it says, they gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord.
所以这里三到四节有三件事情发生了。第一，他寻求耶和华；第二，宣告禁食；第三，他们一起聚会，一起来求耶和华的帮助。
In other words, they went to prayer.
或者说呢，第四节讲的意思就是大家一起祷告了。
Now, here's kind of the way I think this goes.
所以这是我猜当时的发生的一些事情。
The messenger comes and, or the messengers come and they say to Jehoshaphat, three armies are coming, they're going to attack us, to overcome us, and Jehoshaphat says, okay, what shall we do? And he says, let's seek the Lord, let's stop everything, stop school, stop work, stop the normal routines of day,Everybody come together, let's don't eat, and let's pray.
对，所以你会想象当时发生一个什么情形呢？送信的人回来告诉王，说有三个大军，超过我们能力的，过来要攻击我们。然后现在王害怕的情况下，他说，好，现在我们做这个事，我们把一切的事情，无论是工作还是学习，一切的事情停下来，大家一起不吃东西。所有的人聚会一起来祷告求问就要求神的帮助。
Now, this is what we would call a nationwide day of prayer.
这就是我们所说的全国范围内的一天的祷告。
I don't know if you've been keeping up with the politics of the United States or not.
我不知道大家有没有跟踪美国的这个政治的整个情形啊。
It has been rather enlightening to those who have, and entertaining.
所以这个还是非常有意思的一个情形。
But imagine President Trump or Prime Minister Trudeau saying, "I would like to announce a day of prayer."
你可以想象，不管是川普还是特鲁多，他说我们要现在全国范围内。宣布一天的祷告。
Okay. This is the latitude. This is the greatness of what's going on. Look at the end of verse 4.
我们可以看一下第四节的最后。
Even out of all of the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord.
各个城里都有人出来寻求耶和华。
Judah was...like a province. It was like a land mass, a big area, not just one little city.
So, 犹大它是至少是一个省那么大的这个范围，它不是一个小小一个城啊。
Okay. So, many, many people, and we'll find later in our story, there are going to be old people and young people, there are going to be babies, there's going to be everybody there.
有很多很多的人，我们会看，之后会看见有老人，有小孩，有年轻人。有很多很多的人在里面。
I wonder at this part of the story if Jehoshaphat is telling what the threat is in order to get the people there.
我不知道是不是这个时候约沙法把这个坏消息告诉或者威胁告诉他们了，然后这各个城里人出来了。
Okay, before we go to the next part of the story, let's review so far what we have covered.
然后在我们继续往下之前呢，我们先看一下我们已经有了什么。
First of all, he faces a problem.
第一呢，他碰到一个困难。
It's a big problem.
一个大的困难。
It's a problem he cannot handle himself.
那样的困难他不能靠着自己来跨越的。
Yeah. The second thing he does is he establishes a purpose.
第二呢，他建立了一个目标。
He's got a plan.
他有一个计划。
Okay. And the plan is get everybody together to seek the Lord. We're going to fast and pray.
目标就是把每一个人全国的每一个人聚集起来，我们要宣告禁食，一起来祷告。
So they all came together and that's what they did.
然后他们就聚集起来。
Now, So, if we're learning lessons from a king, what should we do when we face a big problem?
如果我们从这个王那里学习我们的经验的话，我们该怎么做呢？当我们碰到一个大麻烦的时候，
We can apply these principles to our own life.
我们可以把这些原则应用到我们的生命当中。
Stop everything, seek the Lord, get rid of the routines of life, whatever they are, take a day off from work or day off from school, seek the Lord and pray, pray, pray.
就是停下手上一切的事，不管是什么样固定的事情，来到神的面前，一直的寻求寻求，祷告祷告。
Did you ever hear someone say, I pray too much, I can't get anything done, I'm praying too much?
你可以想象有人会说呢，我祷告太多了，有没有这样的事？
I don't know anybody that prays too much.
我并没有知道任何人说他祷告太多了。
I know a lot of people, including myself, that does not pray enough.
所以我只是知道的，大部分人都是祷告不够啊，不祷告总是，对，不。
Prayer is talking to God.
祷告就是跟神说话的过程。
Prayer is is saying to God what our problems are and seeking the Lord to help us with those problems.
所以祷告就是告诉神我们的麻烦在哪里，要求神来帮助我们。
Okay. So, we need to pray. Now, let's continue.
我们需要祷告，我们继续往下。
Verse 5.
第五节。
We're learning lessons from a king.
那我们开始在神那，开始在这个王这里学习经验了。
And Jehoshaphat stood in this congregation of Judah in Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before this new court or these people gathered. And this is what he said, O Lord God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? Do you not rule over all of the kingdoms of the heathen? And in your hand is Don't you have power and might so that none is able to withstand you? Are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to the seed of Abraham, your friend forever? And they lived therein and built you a sanctuary there for your name, saying, If when evil comes upon us, like a sword, or judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in your presence, for your name is in this house, and we cry unto you in our affliction, then you will hear and help. Now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom you would not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and did not destroy them. Behold, I say, how they have come to reward us, to cast us out of your possession, which you have given to us to inherit.
Okay, 11, right.
Yeah.
就是从五节刚才读到了十一节，我帮大家读一下哈。约沙法就在犹大和耶路撒冷的会中，站在耶和华殿的新院前说：“耶和华我们列祖的神呐、啊，你不是天上的神吗？你不是万邦万国的主宰吗？在你手中有大能大力，无人能抵挡你。我们的神呐、啊，你不是曾在你民以色列人面前驱逐这地的居民？”将这地赐给你朋友亚伯拉罕的后裔永远为业吗？他们住在这地，又为你的名建造圣所，说常有祸患临到我们，或刀兵灾殃，或瘟疫饥荒。我们在极难的时候站在这殿前向你呼求，你必垂听而拯救，因为你的名在这殿里。从前以色列人出埃及地的时候，你不容以色列人侵犯亚门人、摩押人和希尔山人，以色列人就离开他们，不灭绝他们。看哪，他们怎样报复我们，要来驱逐我们出离你的地，就是你赐给我们为业之地。
Okay, so the next lesson that we are going to learn from our king is that when he gets all of the people together, he reviews the past.
所以第二个事情我们要从王那里学的，当他把所有人都聚集起来的时候，他在干什么？他在把历史说了一遍。
Before we look at what he did, let me ask you a question.
在我们在说他做事情之前呢，我先问你们一个问题。
As you look back in your life, as a child of God, has God ever failed?
你回望你的成为孩神的孩子的那些时间里面，神有没有让你失望过？
What I mean is, as you look back on life's experiences, was there ever a time that God didn't help you?
所以你回望你的历史，有没有这样的过程，上帝一路在帮助你的这样的一个过程？
I think you will agree with me that even though the times may have been very difficult, when you look back, you see God helped.
即使你们在特别困难的时候，当你我回望的时候，你就看见上帝一直在帮助你。
I know sometimes, when I'm going through the problem, I say, God, where are you?
所以有的时候当我经历困难的时候，我常常会说，主啊，你在哪里？
When you read the book of Psalms in the Bible, many times the writer says, God, where are you when I need you?
我们读诗篇的圣经里诗篇的时候，常常会读到说，主啊，你在哪里？我需要你。
I would imagine that the people of Judah are probably saying, this is too big for us, God, where are you?
我可以想象犹大的子民们都在说，哎呀，这个太对我们太重了，这个你在哪里啊，神呢？这个负担太重了。
So Jehoshaphat gets the people together and he says, I want to remind you who God is.
所以约沙法把他的民聚集起来呢，说告诉这些民，我要提醒你们神是怎么样的神。
Now there are two phrases used in verse 5 that will tell us who he is speaking to.
有两个词在第五节会告诉我们他是跟谁在说话。
Not sure what translation you have, but it says he stood before the congregation of Judah, and then at the end he says before the new court.
对，他这里讲的前面在讲在犹大的会中，后面在讲耶和华的新院里。
So the gathering of people there were the people that came at the end of verse 4. They all came from all of the cities, to seek the Lord.
所以第四节的后面我们就看见人们就从各个地方出来来寻求这个耶和华。
So you sort of got to think, a couple of things are going on. If you live 2 or 3 day journey,away from Jerusalem, and they are meeting in Jerusalem, then, it's going to take 2 or 3 days for everybody to get there.
所以你可以想象，我们在这继续往下之前，想一想这个当时的情景。如果你是住在离耶路撒冷两三天之外形成的地方，你要到耶路撒冷来要走两三天的。
Okay. Now, the problem is, where's the enemy?
问题是敌人在哪里？
He's just over the hill.
已经就在山那边了。
He might not even be 3 days away.
他可能根本连三天都不需要到你这里来。
I mean, it is, imminent. They are coming.
然后亚门人他就已经来了。
So there is an urgency going on here.
所以这里背后是有一个很急迫的这个时间压迫的这个情形的。
So, however he did it, he's got all these people together. They're there in the city, and he gets before them.And he says, don't you remember who God is?
但即便这样的，他不管那个急迫性，还是把人都召聚起来，然后来告诉大家，你不记得神是什么样的神吗？
And so, he reminds himself and he reminds the people of this great God that has been their God.
他们提醒这一些人，提醒他们自己，这样的神是多么好，多么大，伟大的一个神。
Notice the language in verse 6. Are you not the God in heaven?
记得我们来看这个第六节里面这个词，他说你不是天上的神吗？
Don't you rule over all of the kingdoms, all of the nations?
你不是万国万邦的主宰吗？
And all of them are in your hand. You have power. Nobody can stand against you.
在你的手中有大能大力，没有人能抵挡你。
And then he says, you drove out, you emptied the land. They went.This is the land that you gave us. You fought the battle and you won the day.
所以他就提醒他，这块地是你赐给我们的，你把原地的这些居民驱逐了，你把这块地赐给我们为业。
And you gave the land to us.
然后你把这个地赐给我们了。
He reminds himself in verse 9 that when evil comes,or judgment, or pestilence, or famine, all of the bad things, when they come, he says, we stand before this house and in your presence, and we cry in our affliction to you.
所以九节说呢，当这些祸患临到我们，不管是刀兵、灾殃、瘟疫、饥荒，在我们这种极难的时候，我们在你的殿里向你呼求你的名，你的名就在这殿里。
Notice the end of verse 9.
我们记得看一下这第九节的最后。
Then you will hear and help.
你必垂听而拯救。
Now, what I want us to think here about this part is that he claims the promises of God. He claims that what GodPromises he will do.
所以这里呢，其实约沙法在提醒我们，神给我们的应许，神答应我们要做的事情。
Said every time in the past that we have faced a problem and we have prayed, you have answered that problem, and now we cry in our affliction, and you will hear and you will help, just like you have done in the past.
所以在历史上的任何的时候，当我们碰到这种急难灾殃的时候，我们都向你呼求，你总是垂听而拯救。
As I look back in my own life, I see how God has always kept His promises.
当我看我自己的一生，我看见神是总是如何的来持守他的应许的。
Did you ever make a promise that you did not keep?
你有没有曾经做过你许应许过答应过别人的事，但是你最后食言了。
I have.
我有的。
I have made promises sometime to my children.
有的
that I did not keep.
有的时候我跟我的孩子们许了一些诺，但是我最后没成，没答应。
Let's suppose I said to my children, now you be good, and if you're good,I'm going to take you to get an ice cream.
我们假设是你，我们跟我们的孩子说，你要好好的，你要表现好，那我就给你一个冰淇淋。
And I forgot all about that.
然后我后面就忘了这一茬了。
Guess what the children remind me of?
然后你会想想这个孩子会怎么样提醒我呢？
Daddy, you promised if we were good, you would give us an ice cream, and we were good.
然后我们的孩子一定会什么，你记得你告诉我的，我要好表现好，你就给我冰激凌，现在我表现很好。
What Jehoshaphat is doing here is that he is reminding himself and he is reminding God, you always keep your promises.
然后约沙法在这也是做的，他就在一直在提醒自己，也告诉神说，你永远都是持守你的许诺的。
You promised your people you were going to give them a land.
你承诺给你的人民，你要给他们一个地。
And you gave them a land.
然后你就给他们一块地了。
You promised them you were going to drive out all the enemies.
然后你承诺他们，你要把地上的敌人都赶走。
And you drove out all the enemies.
然后你把敌人都赶走了。
And you promised that when we cry in our trouble and our affliction, that you're going to hear and you're going to help.
你承诺在我们在苦难当中，在极难和困难当中，我们呼求你的时候，你就会听，来帮助我们。你的确这么做了。
And today we are crying out to you, and we're reminding ourselves of your promises, and we're reminding you of your promises.
然后今天呢，我们在这里，我们呼求，提醒我们自己，也提醒你，这样不变的许诺。
Now again, you and I are not Israel.
我们再一次说，我们今天我们这里的人，我们不是以色列人。
Okay. We are, by the grace of God, if you've trusted the Lord Jesus, you're children of God today, whether you're Jew or Gentile.
我们在神的恩典里，在借着我们的信，我们就是神的孩子，不管我们是外邦人还是以色列人。
Can you think of any promise that God has given to you as His children?
你能想得到他？你作为神的孩子，神给你的所有的应许当中，你能想到哪一些呢？
Anybody, anything?
有谁能想到一些神给我们的应许？
God said, "I'll be with you till the ends of the earth."
神说我要与你同在，直到世界的末了。
Very good.
I shall not perish, but have eternal life.
All right.
我不至灭亡，我反而会有永生。
Shall not perish, but have eternal life. That's a promise. Thank you. Any other promise to the children of God, not to Israel, not to Gentile, but to the believers in the Lord Jesus.
不是给外邦，也不是给犹太人，就是给神的孩子们，就是那些信靠他的人。
Anybody think of another promise?
有没有其他的应许？
他说 ：“I'll never leave you or forsake you.”
Okay.
我神说，我永远不会丢弃你，我一定会
Never leave you or forsake you. Very good.
If you ask, you will receive.
If you ask, you shall receive.
你寻找就寻见。
And I think we should add to that: if you ask anything in my name, okay.
以我的名寻找，
okay.
对。
Thank you. Good. Very good. What else?
Joy from God.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you. Yeah. Jesus said, "Peace I leave unto you, not like the world gives." Okay, so peace and truth. Any other promise?
但是他确实为我们预备地方去，是不是？
He left just to prepare the room for us.I can't remember the exact word.
Oh, okay, the Lord did. John 14. Yes, if I go away, I come again, I receive you unto myself. Right, that where I am, there you may be also. So he's gone to prepare a place. It's a promise. There's another promise there. He's coming again. That's a promise.
Okay,
Jesus is coming back. That's a promise.
另外一个，对，除了他给我们预备地方，还有应许，他也会回来，对，他会再回来。
Okay.
他会来接我们。
Can you think of any more promises?
还有没有其他更多的？
Believe in the Lord, so all your household will be saved.
Okay, right. If you believe with all of your heart, you will be saved. That's a promise. That's right. No exceptions. All who believe will be saved. Can you think of any more promises?There must be one or two more, I would think.
Rapture. God's mercy and love always with us.
Love and mercy.
Mercy.
Right, always with us.
神的怜悯和爱时刻与我们同在。
Okay. Okay, can you think of any more promises?
Rapture.
Rapture. Rapture. Rapture is when Jesus comes back. Okay. He says, he's not going to come to the earth, but he's going to come in the air. And he's going to say, when he gets close enough for us to hear him, I think everybody, all the believers will hear him anyhow, but he says, come up here with me.And so all who are alive when Jesus comes and all who are dead who have already died and have been buried in some form, it doesn't matter, that those who are buried are going to come first and those who are alive are going to come second and they're going to all come together and meet the Lord in the air and they're going back to be with the Lord forever and ever. That's a promise.
对，这是一个，这背题是一个应许，就是主说他再来的时候呢，号角末次吹响的时候，曾经地上在他里面死的信主死的所有人，不管他什么形式埋葬的，以及当时还活着的， 也信主的那一些人呢，都要在空中，死的已经要复活，先复活，然后活着的那些人就被提在空中与他相遇。
嗯，
这是一个应许。
Very good. Anybody got another promise that you're thinking of right now?
Yeah, the Lord says that no one will pluck you out of my hands.
Oh,
okay. And he said, my Father is greater than I, and nobody can pluck him out of his hands.
Oh, okay.
主说的没有人能能把你们从我手里抢去因为我与父原为一。
We are reminded of security. In the hands of the Lord Jesus and in the hands of His Father.
对，我们其实就是被提醒了，就我们的神的保守，就是安全。我们就是被藏在神的手里面的，是绝对不会被丢弃的。
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Can anybody think of another one? Do we have a break?
Yeah.
Pretty soon. Okay, let's think of a few more before we have a break.
我再想一想，在我们茶歇之前。
Whoever is thirsty, come to me, and you will never be thirsty anymore.
Okay, that's right. If any man thirsts, let him come unto me. Right. Okay. So, that is in John chapter 7, and it makes reference to our spiritual needs. Not just I'm thirsty physically, but I'm thirsty spiritually. And if you come to the Lord Jesus, then he will quench your
人若渴了就到我这里来，这讲的是属灵的饥渴，这是约翰福音七章里面并不是讲属地的这个需要。当我们灵里有需要的时候，到主那里去，他总是会满足我们。
Very good. Can everybody think of one more?
还我们再
说。
Rest. That's a promise.
到我这里来
了，就是在
给他安息。
They protect us from the evil. Lord, protect us from the evil.
Protects us from the evil.
Evil one. Yeah.
That's right.
保守我们远离恶者。
Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, with a reference to Satan, to the enemy.
在主里面的远大过在世界的，所以主的权势。
Direct our steps.
Where is that?
John 10:4.
Oh, he has promised to lead us and to direct our steps. He says, the shepherd goes before the sheep. And they hear my voice and they follow me.
对，他应许我们一定会带领我们，因为牧羊人一定是走在羊前面的，他先走我们跟。
Very nice. How about just one more?
To give us eternal life.
Yes. I believe that's already mentioned, but that is very good. Thank you.
Good.
Eternal life. That's a promise of God. Can God lie?
上帝会撒谎吗?
So if he promises that if you believe in his son, he gives you eternal life, what do you get?
如果他答应你，他说你相信他的圣子，他就给你永生，他会给你吗?
You get eternal life.
你就会得到永生。
Exactly.
这就是会的。
Thank you.
He promised to give us another counselor.
Oh, another comforter. That's a good one.
对，然后他也是答应我们赐下一个另外一个保惠师，就是圣灵。
嗯。That's right. And John 14 and 16.
约翰十四十六节。
He says to his disciples.
十四章十六节。
When I am with you, I am your comforter, but when I am gone, I'm going to give you another comforter, and this he spake of the Holy Spirit that was not yet given.
他说我跟你们在一起的时候我是你们的老师，当我离开了以后我们父会再赐一位保惠师来安慰你们，就是真理的圣灵，要与你们同在。
Where does the Holy Spirit live today?
圣灵今天住在哪里呢？
In the heart of every true believer in Jesus Christ.
在神里面住在我们心里，就每一位真正重生的就信靠的人里面。
How long will he live in your heart?
他会住在你里面多久呢？
Forever.
直到永远。直到永远。
Forever. How nice is that? Yeah. Maybe just one more promise before the break.
我们可能再听一个。最后一个应许，我们查歇。
Yeah. What? Did you have one?
No.
You almost had one.
He also said that he would, that there would be nothing that separates us from his great love.
Oh, that's a good one.
Either death or...
无论是死，无论是任何的事情，都不能把我们与神的爱隔离。
啊哈，
啊哈。I will make you fishes men if you follow me.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, that's a great one. You see, my job is not to be an evangelist or a fisher of man. That is not my job. My job is to follow Jesus.Jesus' job is to make me a fisher of men.
所以我的工作呢，其实不是说我是成为得人如得鱼的那个。我的工作是跟着耶稣。耶稣的工作是让我变成那个得人如得鱼的。
He said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Okay, just one more before we. Only one. Only one more.
You break the
promise. Oh.
Many times.
Okay.
They remind you.
They remind me.
They remind me.
Very good. I was actually thinking that no temptation has taken you, but such is common to man, and God will not allow you to be tempted above that which you are able, but along with the temptation, give you the way of escape that you might be able to bear it. Wow, that's a big one.
Oh, that's a big one.
对，
就是我们每个人所受的试探不会超过我们所能受的。当我们受试探的时候，神总是会开一条路让我们能够走出来。对，这是神的一个应许，这是一句经文。
And I was also thinking.
Okay, okay.
Okay.
That's our Lord has many, many.
Many.
Okay, 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 okay. Father, thank you for our first session.Bless our time of fellowship and the refreshments that we have, and thank you for your goodness, but most of all for Jesus in His name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Take a break. But.See, that's what we need to do, like he did, remind ourselves of the promise. That's where, if you don't remind yourself...
Yeah. 麒麟停了吗？那个，你停了吗？哦，没有，没有，哇，对，哎，小姐，好烦。